Well, if that doesn't wet your whistle.
What a tune! What a tune!
And listening to that in the background, this time on the phone instead of on our WhatsApp machine because that wasn't working, we've got Dockers from DCAC. Are you there, Dockers?
Hello, yeah, we're all here.
Oh, got you this time. That's good to know. We don't need any of this modern stuff. We'll just go back to a regular little phone line. We're talking to you because it's emotional, isn't it? It's going to be DCAC's final stand gig in TT Week. And we've not really spoken to you about it since the band's called it a day. And the island and beyond are gutted, obviously, me massively so. It's not a decision you've taken lightly, though, is it?
No, it's not been an easy decision at all. Health issues have just crept up, and it's going to be an absolute emotional roller coaster for myself and for the rest of the guys in the band coming up to TT. But for me personally, I would just rather go out on a high, still being able to do what I can do, and not put in a half sort of performance, if you know what I mean. I'd rather give it everything I can for this final sort of blast.
Oh, absolutely, because you are basically one of the most popular bands the island's seen, really. I mean, you pack out the villa with all of your gigs, and I tell you what, TT's just not going to be the same without you all. You've had fire, you've had epic lighting displays, you've had staging and props, and of course, your trademark Angus School uniform as well. So, there's been a lot going on there. Is there any kind of one gig over your history as DCAC that really stands out?
Do you know, there isn't really one gig. Every gig we do is absolutely special to the band, and every gig we do is absolutely different for the band as well. For me personally, maybe when we eventually got the bell into the set, and we had the full hit then, we had the cannons, we had the fire, we had the screens, and then we got the bell. Basically, that was everything we needed. But it's not those things that make the gig, it's the people that come to the gig that make it for all of us.
I can imagine that. And actually, that's one of the things you're going to be sort of paying tribute to tomorrow, because you've got a special event happening in the sea terminal tomorrow, haven't you?
Yeah, we've got a pre-sale event coming on tomorrow at the Welcome Centre at the sea terminal. It's basically an opportunity for us to sort of hopefully meet with fans that have been to the gigs, and for us to say, basically, we salute you. We really want to thank them. There'll be sort of opportunities, if they want to, they can have some photos with the band. We will be there for a couple of hours, the five of us. We're bringing some stage props. We've got some giveaways. And also you can purchase the pre-sale tickets if you wish to do that. I'd really just like to say thank you to the Welcome Centre, and for Anne Dorling, Acosta Coffee, and also for the Villa Buchan staff that had helped us, organise and be able to do this for Roseanne, for the people that want to come and see it.
Yeah, because you're going to be sort of pretty much taking over the sea terminal tomorrow by the sound of things. You've got props, you've got giveaways, you've got all sorts, haven't you?
We're going to do what we can. It's not going to be the full stage show that you see at the Villa, but there'll be certain aspects of it, shall we say.
Yeah, I don't think we necessarily need the live fire, which you sometimes have at the Villa down at the sea terminal.
We might not get away with that one.
No, maybe not. Well, this is all for the final stand gig, which is June the 2nd, isn't it? And I'm sure you're already preparing for it now. What can we expect from your final gig?
Well, I mean, basically what it says on the tin, we will... obviously, we're going to do an extended set, which we've already kind of sorted out. We're busy rehearsing that at the minute. We're going to just throw everything in the kitchen sink at it. We've got more fire, more sort of explosions. Obviously, we've got the cannons, we've got the bell, we've got the screens. We just want to go out with a bang and rock out with everyone that comes.
Oh, mate, you'll be so missed as a band, you really will. But I know you've made some excellent memories all together. So big shout out to you and all the guys in the band as well. So this is from 10 a.m. tomorrow. Get yourselves down to the sea terminal for a chance to get some of those pre-sale tickets, to meet with the band, to get photo opportunities as well. It's been emotional, hasn't it? Have you got any final message for your fans there, Dockers?
I just want to thank everyone that's supported us over the years. It's we just watched it grow and grow and grow. And it's just been absolutely fantastic. And we as a band couldn't have wished for anything more. It's been absolutely superb.
Oh, mate, you'll be so missed. DCAC's final stand is June the 2nd. Get yourself down the sea terminal tomorrow to see the guys. Have your photo opportunities as well. They're going to have the DCAC logo down there and all sorts of good stuff. As ever, thanks for speaking to us. It's been an absolute pleasure over the years, Dockers. Big love to you and all the guys.